State officials recently announced that the four-year graduation rate for public schools has improved in the Bay State for the sixth year in a row. J.C. Considine, a spokesman for the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, said that the statewide dropout rate also decreased to 2.5% in the last school year.
Just to try to, you know, translate what that means into real numbers, last year almost 840 fewer students dropped out than the previous year. And if we compare it back to 2006-2007, that school year, we've seen almost 4,300 fewer students drop out of school.
According to the cohort graduation rate, some of the largest gains in the four-year graduation rate were made by Hispanic students, a group that improved by about 4 percentage points to 65.5%. African American students improved by about 3 percentage points to 73.4%, and students with special needs and disabilities graduated at 68.6%. That's up 3 percentage points from the previous year. Currently, the average Massachusetts four-year graduation rate for public schools stands at 84.7%. J.C. Considine said that all of the work is attributed to local school districts, but the state has helped in some ways by giving tools to districts that allows them to identify risk factors in students from early in their education careers.
You know, if they see a student with increased absenteeism, perhaps increased discipline, if they're struggling academically, those are among the indicators that our new data tools that we can provide to districts are very helpful in informing school leaders, you know, who are those students that might need additional support.
But also the state credited success to a $15 million federal grant received through the High School Graduation Initiative in 2010 to support the Mass Grad program, an initiative designed to prevent high school dropouts by intervening and allowing students to take credit recovery classes. Pittsfield Public Schools, which has also seen an increase in graduation rates in recent years, works with Berkshire Works, a Massachusetts one-stop career center, to coordinate the Mass Grad program. Melanie Galasnik, a manager of program operations at Berkshire Works, says that the students who use the Career Center as a place to make up credits enjoy the environment outside of a traditional classroom.
So, you know, it's a small environment, 15 students in a computer lab, and I think they like the independence of it, and it's less pressure for them, peer pressure. And I think it's just, you know, kind of mixing up their day for them, and they enjoy that and seem to succeed at it.
Also, Galasnik said that the Mass Grad students participate in activities outside of schoolwork that keeps them engaged and has proven to keep them on track for graduation.
And also, we do a lot of job readiness and career exploratory workshops and things with the kids to get them ready for making a decision, whether it be furthering their education or work, you know, going into the world of work.
And although the improvements in schools is welcomed by Governor Deval Patrick, he made it clear in his fiscal year 2014 budget proposal and recent State of the Commonwealth speech that there is more work to be done.
After 20 years of education reform, our students are at the top of the nation in student achievement and at the top of the world in math and science. But achievement gaps persist, and they will until we go deeper.
The governor has submitted a budget to the legislature that in part would expand learning times for middle school students in gateway cities by expanding the school day and make early childhood education open to all by eliminating wait lists. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.